The state's Senate today passed and sent back to the House its version of next year's operating budget. The Senate budget spends $7.9 billion in state money, about the same amount the House approved less than 3 weeks ago. Finance co-chair Lyman Hoffman described the spending plan as a status quo, hold-the-line budget. He said it would spend a little less money than the governor has requested and will not expand the number of state employees as much as the governor has proposed. On the other side, Lyman Hoffman said the budget increases spending on education programs such as Head Start, area cost differentials, and for schools that are not performing up to standards.
This brings the total increase to the education budget to just under $50 million. Again, I believe that this is a high priority of our caucus, and that is why we feel that even during these tight times that we need to present this increase for educating the citizens of Alaska.
Hoffman also pointed to increases in money to hire troopers and village public safety officers, money for new domestic violence shelters, and a $25 million increase over last year's budget for the university. He said the bill garnered comment from more than 400 people in 26 communities across the state, and he was surprised with the results.
For the first time, I think, Mr. President, we've received, in the many years that I've served on the Finance Committee, received many calls of not saying what should be added or what should be deleted, but many thank yous. Of the 400, we received over 150 people testifying, saying that they thanked us for what we had included in the budget.
The budget sets aside education money for next year's budget. However, Minority Leader Jean Terriaro questioned the wisdom of that, as well as whether the level of spending voted on today puts too much of a strain on the financial reserves that will be essential in coming years. Finance co-chair Bert Stedman says the state's savings have increased and there's no concern over meeting future needs.